and casualties. I didn't know how many there were. I just knew that when I closed ranks, there were only 4 squads, where I had started with 6. I didn't know how many more there might have been before Zim got them to the surface, before the blackguards were relieved and retrieved. I didn't even know whether Captain Blackstone was still alive. He was. In fact, he was back in command about the time I went underground. And I had no idea what the procedure was if a candidate was alive and his examiner was dead. But I felt that my Form 31 was sure to make me a buck sergeant again. It really didn't seem important that my math books were in another ship. Nevertheless, when I was led out of bed the first week I was in the Argonne, after loafing and brooding a day, I borrowed some books from one of the junior officers and got to work. Math is hard work, and it occupies your mind. And it doesn't hurt to learn all you can of it, no matter what rank you are. Everything of any importance is founded on mathematics. When I finally checked in at OCS and turned in my pips, I learned that I was a cadet again instead of a sergeant. I guess Blackie gave me the benefit of the doubt. My roommate, Angel, was in our room with his feet on the desk, and in front of his feet was a package, my math books. He looked up and looked surprised.
"Hi, Juan. We thought you had bought it."
"Me? The bugs don't like me that well. When do you go out?"
"Why, I've been out," Angel protested.
"Left the day after you did, made 3 drops, and been back a week. What took you so long?"
"Took the long way home. Spent a month as a passenger."
"Some people are lucky."
"What drops did you make?"
"Didn't make any," I admitted.
He stared.
"Some people have all the luck."
Perhaps Angel was right. Eventually, I graduated, but he supplied some of the luck himself in patient tutoring. I guess my luck has usually been people. Angel and Jelly and the Lieutenant and Carl and Lieutenant Colonel Dubois. Yes, and my father and Blackie and Brumby and Ace and always Sergeant Zim. Brevet Captain Zim now, with permanent rank of First Lieutenant. It wouldn't have been right for me to have wound up senior to him. Benny Montez, a classmate of mine, and I were at the fleet landing field the day after graduation, waiting to go up to our ships. We were still such brand new second lieutenants that being saluted made us nervous, and I was covering it by reading the list of ships in orbit around Sanctuary, a list so long that it was clear that something big was stirring, even though they hadn't seen fit to mention it to me. I felt excited. I had my 2 dearest wishes in 1 package, posted to my old outfit, and while my father was still there, too. And now this, whatever it was, meant that I was about to have the polish put on me by Makey Lerney under Lieutenant Jalal, with some important drop coming up.